This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Tom Borelli, Senior Fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. He joins me today to talk about the fast track being put on the legislation in the House of Representatives known as cap and trade, which critics say is just a massive energy tax on American industry and ultimately the American people. And Tom, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Just yesterday in the program, we were speaking with Arizona Congressman John Shadegg, who's a member of the Energy and Commerce Committee in the House, which is marking up this legislation. And he said that even though the Democrats have large majorities in both chambers of Congress, it's not a slam dunk, and he believes that the more the American people know about this bill, the less they will like it. Is that why we're seeing House Democrats trying to get this done before Memorial Day?
Well, that's certainly their playbook. It's always rushed to judgment. Well, it's the TARP or any bailout. They don't want to give people time, you know, representative government to do an analysis of what the impact is of these huge taxes, really, on the American people. And that's what this cap-and-trade bill by Henry Waxman and Markey is going to do. It's going to raise energy prices for everybody, and it'll just really, really harm the economy.
What are the numbers that jump out at you? How much will actual utility bills rise, and where else will folks see this on their bottom line?
Well, the latest analysis came out of the Heritage Foundation Center for Data Analysis, and if you just look at economic growth, Their study shows that by 2035, the GDP, gross domestic product, is going to be down by $7.4 trillion and kill 844,000 jobs and raise the typical utility bill, energy bill, by $1,500 a year. So these are huge costs, but it's not to be surprising because fossil fuels represent 85% of our economy. And basically, you know, the Liberal Democrats just want to end the use of fossil fuels, and that's what they're trying to do through cap and trade.
And another report that you cite, this one from MIT, says that in addition to electricity prices skyrocketing, gas prices would be much higher too. Why is that?
Well, gasoline prices are going to be higher too because gasoline's a fossil fuel. So the only way you can decrease the use of fossil fuels is to increase the price. And that's what they're trying to do by putting this, you know, cap. They're basically trying to put the United States on an energy diet at the worst possible time. When right now we're obviously in an economic crisis in the middle of a huge recession, and the last thing you need to do is raise energy prices on gasoline, utility bills, and the last thing we need is higher unemployment, and all these things would be delivered through this Waxman cap-and-trade bill.
Another thing, some folks have pointed out, but I haven't really seen a dollar figure on. They say, as a result of what you just talked about, higher utility costs, higher gasoline prices, any sort of commerce that's conducted as a result of needing that type of energy, for example, trucking goods to supermarkets and elsewhere across the country, that we'll see higher prices there too. How much of a hit to the pocketbook could that entail?
Well, I'm not familiar with the exact number. What they'll do is they'll just pass along the cost. And that's the other troubling factor here is that we have huge corporations that have married with the environmental lobby and the Waxman crowd to pass this bill. General Electric's Jeff Immelt was on his own network today, CNBC, touting how the science is clear on climate change and why we now have to move to cap and trade. But what he fails to say is that he's trying to sell wind turbines and have government mandate the purchase of wind turbines. So there are a lot of people being very disingenuous here, but the ones who really have to watch are some of these Benedict Arnold CEOs, and Jeff Immelt is at the top of the list.
You've dealt with some others, too, because there is an organization lobbying for this group called the United States Climate Action Partnership, and you would think that most energy producers are wary of this legislation, but you ran into the CEO of ConocoPhillips and tried to figure out why he's pushing this.
Yeah, ConocoPhillips is one of the 30-odd corporate entities that are lobbying for cap and trade. It's odd for ConocoPhillips to do this because they're a huge domestic producer of oil and natural gas, which prices will go up. So in a lot of sense, he's lobbying against his own business interests, and that's what we challenged him with at his shareholder meeting. I basically asked him, isn't this going to harm your business? And he felt that having a seat at the table with the environmentalists and the other companies and Waxman crowd would help his business. But it turns out that they just issued a press release yesterday saying that this draft that's right now being marked up is actually going to harm their business. So, you know, once again, we're trying to wake up corporate America, but sometimes they're a little tone deaf, to say the least.
Tom, unfortunately, we'll need to call time there, but as you mentioned, something Americans need to know more about and very soon. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Tom Borelli is a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Check us out online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Please join me tomorrow for Dateline Washington.